Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
I just read the memorandum on resolution, as I understand. The thing in the House is probably going to maybe acted on next week, you think?
Yes, Jerry Ford thinks that it will be acted on next Wednesday, Mr. President.
Does he think he can get it through with the amendments?
Jerry said to me, I was in his office for a while this afternoon, that he feels, that he and Les feel, and they've talked to Carl Albert, that they can beat down any Mansfield or Cooper Church type amendments.
They
anticipate that some form of Cooper Church or Mansfield will be in order and will be so ruled in order by the parliamentarian.
But they don't see the vote being any worse than it was before.
No. They're quite prepared to take it on head on.
Right. Point two, then as it goes to the Senate, I was just talking to Bob Finch here. Do you think that they're going to screw it off past the 15th, or how? That's pretty hard, isn't it?
I think Ellender has already said that he'd favor 2 weeks. He's being billed in the papers as opposed to a continuing resolution, but all Ellender has said is that he won't favor a continuing resolution beyond December 1st.
Yeah.
So I look to see, Mr. President, it may come right down to the wire on November 15th, but I look to see a continuing resolution passed, and my guess is that it will extend December 15th or to the adjournment of the first session, whichever comes sooner.
What is the situation with regard to the Senate then? Will they hang on one of those amendments? Is that
They will, and then they'll have to fight in conference.
Well, then the conference, then they'll have to. That's the problem. They'll have to
strike the amendment.
They'll strike it, won't they?
I think they will.
And then what will the Senate do? Turn it down?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's the question.
But they'll be faced with a continuing resolution that funds District of Columbia appropriations, Office of Economic Opportunity.
Yeah, I noticed. It's a pretty good bag.
You bet it is, and the Senate's going to have a hard time knocking that down.
Yeah, yeah.
Their game, I suppose, will be to try and rush through these other appropriations, Mr. President, the OEO and District of Columbia and others. Leave only defense and foreign assistance.
By the 15th.
By the 15th. That'll probably be the game of Ellender and Mansfield and Fulbright.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some of our people can slow those down a little.
That's exactly what we have in motion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that doesn't change the game plan we talked about here.
Not one iota.
And you think that we're all right just to continue to think in terms of our date? You know what I mean?
I think we are, sir.
All right.
Bill Rogers had a very good meeting with the senators this morning. We're beginning to get, I talked to George Aiken this afternoon, and George Aiken and Gail McGee and John Sparkman and John Sherman Cooper and Hugh Scott can be the nucleus.
Well, John Sherman Cooper is going to insist on his goddamn amendment and then mean to kill it?
John Sherman Cooper has said to Bill Rogers, you redraft my amendment so that it's acceptable to the president.
Yeah, I know, but they can't redraft the amendment.
I don't see how we can, but
no way. No way. That's always his line.
At least there.
And you see, the problem is, redrafting his amendment, maybe even if it were acceptable to me, it certainly isn't going to be acceptable to the House.
No.
That's the problem, you know. Those guys are going to fight, bleed, and die, and it's just wrong for them to be put to the sword.
You bet they are, and I can tell you that Jerry Ford and Les Ahrens are really jacked up as a result of your meeting with them. Jerry Ford, that's the best meeting I've ever had with the president.
Let me ask you one other thing. And please say no. Would it serve any useful purpose to me to see Eleanor's motion picture or something to work on it?
Not at this time, Mr. President.
I mean, would it help on this point? That's my point. If it'll do any good, I'll do it. But Henry's recommended it, but I just don't know. I don't know. Henry's judgment's usually good, but what do you think?
It's a pretty tedious exercise.
Oh, tedious, for Christ's sake. It's tedious to even have him in the room. But, yeah.
May I think about that for just a moment, sir? And
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do this. I won't go see it, but I'll have Kissinger come see it. How's that?
Kissinger has seen it.
He just told me that. Okay. You go see it.
I've seen it too, Mr. President. All right.
All right. Finch will go see it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.